Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane's Wen, and it's the 21st of October, and I'm already home after a little detour to the shops because I had to pick up some cash, and I picked up some pizza because we've got parent consultations this afternoon, and they're bang in the middle of dinner time and dinner making time, so I thought I'd get some pizza. The kids won't complain, on the contrary. right now I'm looking out at the very wet garden, wet and colourful, which is quite a good combination. Well, not really, because it's raining. It's very miserable today, and I was kind of hoping for some dry weather, because I went and picked up some paint for our windowsill outside, a very large one that I noticed needs some touching up with paint, really. But I talked to the guy in the shop, who said, yeah, I'd need at least two days of dry weather to make sure everything's dried out nicely before I paint, because otherwise I'm just trapping the moisture inside, which would not be good. Fingers crossed and all that. I probably should have done that in the summer, but just too busy. I was hardly around in the summer. So I'm hoping for that now. But not today, because it's raining. It's making the grass grow nicely, though. Not necessarily what we need now. So what else has been happening? It was a busy day for a Tuesday. After work, I went to Beaver's with Henry. He seems to be taking to it now. Or at least he likes the ones that are at the Scout Hut. Simply because he's not so terribly sure about the ones where you have to go walking, because it might rain. The hut is fine. They were doing lots of skills. He finally cracked tying shoelace, so that was all fine. And they all got their skills signed off. He made me get the candle out again, but he really does not need to practice that one. He lights a match like a grown-up. I've seen quite a few of these kids do it now, and they're all kind of tentative about it, or need to be told how to hold the match, etc. Whereas Henry, I noticed last night, he strikes a match with determination. He gets some fire, and then in that movement that adults do straight away, sort of move your hand around, he just does it naturally. and he goes, lights the candle like a grown-up would. It's amazing. I don't know where he gets this from. That was fine. They also had to show off some other skills, so we got some more of those yesterday. Henry decided to bring his little drums along, because he's been fascinated with drumming ever since they had a workshop at school in the summer, and where they had a Ghanaian drummer come in and show them. So he's loved that ever since. So much so that I got him a set for his birthday. They don't come out very often, because obviously then he moved on to trombone, but when he remembers he's got them, he likes to have a little play. They're still a bit big for him, but it's good. He's got a good rhythm. So he showed off some of that. They had two investors. Two of the kids that started with Henry got their a scarf and had to make that promise. And Henry saw all that. And he said to me, oh, Mummy, I'd like to have a scarf. I'm not entirely sure he knows what comes with that scarf, but I kind of thought, you know, he's invested so much time and energy, and there's still only a couple more skills to do before they get a skills badge for all this activity they've done over the last week, which has been a lot of effort and a lot of time. Even though, having said that, I was told that I can have a look what he can get badges for, apparently you can get them signed off by other people, or even by me, which would be brilliant if we can do that, because then I'm sure he would love getting something physical for his efforts. Just after they did the investiture, they have the kind of the best Bieber of the day, and they have a couple of little statuettes of a Bieber on the log that they give out, and then the kids get to keep that for the week. Even though we're not going to have Beavers for a while now, so it's actually going to be more like 3 weeks. And Henry got one of them, best Beaver, for his drumming skills. So he was really chuffed with that one. He was very happy on the way home. So yeah, and then I was and I went out to the pub for a drink as well, with one of the year groups, the mums. We go out every now and then, once a term or so. And I wasn't going to go because I haven't seen Simon a lot, but well, we had a catch up, and my friend kept texting me, "Are you coming? Are you coming?" So I went and I had a drink and it was nice. Well, today I'm going to have to do some work this morning after putting some washing on. I've noticed that actually, because Wednesday is kind of my washing day, and usually if it's miserable, it's on the Wednesdays. I'm thinking I'm producing more water now for our septic tank. It's already so wet out there. Don't worry, I'm washing in eco mode. Oh no, that's more water, isn't it? What's it saving? Not water, saving energy. Oops. What else was I going to say? Oh yes, and then I've got an event to go to this afternoon. So yeah, it's going to be busy again. And then out again tonight. Oh dear. So looking forward to the holidays. I've got half term next week, which will give us all a rest. And apparently the whole of Hertfordshire will be off with an inset day on Friday, which is always kind of our hope that they're not. It's just our school, so we can go to the local swimming pool or wherever and face no queues. But that's not going to happen. We're going to go out with a friend and her kids, and they've already made arrangements what they want to do. So we'll see. it's all been arranged already. The other thing that I meant to mention, I've had a chance to listen to a few boos this morning, just sort of the latest ones, and yes, there's a lot of talk about the messaging going from the app, from the Android app. It's gone already apparently, and I've got to say it's a shame. It really is a shame. I can totally see why Audioboom are doing it. They want to be some kind of radio player platform for lots of different things, lots of radio stations, etc. So most of the people who are their audience probably don't use the facility of recording audio themselves or messaging other people. So I guess it's just one of those decisions in the just for pure commerce. And I think somebody said that it was something to do with to keep the shareholders happy, and that's always the problem. Or at least that's what it gets blamed on. I don't know whether that's really the case, but as soon as you have a PRC, everything always gets blamed on shareholders, doesn't it? It sounds like just a commercial decision. It's just a real shame because it was very easy. If you did hear a boo and don't have the time, or you think it's going to take longer than to do a comment on the actual boo, or you just want to privately reach out to that person, then that was really handy to have that facility. And that's going to go. If you don't even know how to, if you don't have the contact details of that person, because I'm thinking how would you actually, you couldn't even email it to them then if you didn't have their, or is there some kind of facility on there? I don't know. That's weird. I mean, I have to say for sort of regular private messages, I've not used Audioboo for a while because anything more than 5 minutes long kept crashing and I spent a lot of time waiting for the message to upload. So I moved away to a third-party recorder ages ago and then uploading to Dropbox, and then at least I know it's there, and I can also quite easily keep a copy. I don't know. I mean, I suppose you can do that, but how are you going to alert that other person that it's there if you need to share that link from Dropbox with them? I don't know. That's a shame. So I can see that it was really easy to do it through the app. I don't know whether there are any kind of other apps out there that are maybe doing the same thing. Anyway, I'm running out of time here. So thanks for listening, and bye for now.